Hello.
Hello, is this Bomb speaking?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, is this Bomb speaking?
Hello.
Hello, yes, is this Bomb speaking?
Yes, it is.
Yes, this is Sheldon from Notebook Writing. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you, Sheldon?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's great. So I just received your email and I was going through the cover you sent me.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I do.
Yes, I have to ask you this question, Bahman.
Sure.
The opinions you're taking or the votes you're taking in for the book cover, are these from your friends and family?
Yes.
Well, I have to be very honest with you. Given what the illustrator, I had a meeting with the illustrators about your cover, okay, and I did present to them the two written in chalk. They, from their perspective, right? I do understand that you want to use the chalk effect and, the two written
Yeah.
it jumps at you. But given the sense of your book, the feel that your book has, and the let's say overall genre it is, it's at least what the illustrators recommended is that to keep it plain and simple. Okay. I am
Yeah, well, let me tell you what some of the other feedback I've been getting. Most of most of my friends who are Persian have escaped wearing the veil and Islamic look, and they look at it, oh my God, why are these people here? And then it harkens to the image of an ethnic group, and nobody's interested in reading anything about the ethnic group. So I wanted to sort of modernize that look. I love the figures. I love the two women. That's exactly what I want. And congratulations, you did an excellent job in doing that. But I might need to sort of extract it to give it a little bit more modern touch. The fact that it maybe make it more trivial, I don't mind. It's got a contemporary touch. I have a friend who's an artist, and he says I would buy this book because of that number two in turquoise. It's so that's the thing. So, tell me again what your artistic director's objection is. That it's
Look,
a serious book and must have a
it's
serious
not about the
cover.
objection. It's not necessarily about the objection. The thing is, our team has been designing covers for multiple books, and it's been a while since we've been doing these kind of works, right? So normally we do ask our clients, such as I'm asking you, to trust the illustrators. Okay, I understand that you are asking friends and family for their opinion, and that's pretty good. But these guys have been designing book covers for a while. They understand the general psyche of the customers that come to purchase a book, right? And the feeling that your book has and the book cover design, it doesn't make much sense to have a two that in that kind of design on the book cover. Sure, it pops out to you. Sure, it does pop out to you. But in an aesthetic way, it doesn't make sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
So you think that the sort of more graphic, more poster-like effect is inconsistent with the content of the book?
Yes.
Do you think that it might attract other people who would not otherwise be interested in ethnic people?
Think about this. No, think about this way. Would you really, like, if it's not your book, would you really consider the two to have an ethnic touch to it?
Again, the previous comments that I heard, it's like, again, I must confess, the Persians here don't like the Islamic government. And the wearing of the veil means to them that I'm somehow, glorifying them, which is not at all my point. I'm exposing them. I love the figures. I love the fact that they are wearing a veil and sort of casually, whatever. If you feel strongly about the, and if your team feels strongly about the two just being more subtle as you have presented it before, I will concede. However, I the I wrote it in my email. Enlarging the two figures a little bit, so it's like a composition of voice as a whole, kind of in the same balance as with the first one. That would really help put it all together.
So you want the moles to be a bit enlarged on the book cover, correct?
Yeah. See, it's right now it's maybe, I don't know, 3 inches by 3 inches, and then below it there's some blank space, and then below it is a thing. Somehow make it larger, maybe 4 inches by 4 inches. However way it looks, it appears. I just did it on my computer. It looks fine. So something to bring it. Look at the original one. The mass of her face in comparison to the title. So something similar to that.
I see. That's possible. That's not going to be my
okay.
Thing.
Okay. And
also,
I trust your judgment. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I truly appreciate your care in paying attention to all these details. I truly appreciate it. And because of
Thank you, Father.
I submit to you that you are right and I'm wrong.
Because we've been doing this for a while, and we prefer advising our customers rather than just doing what they say. We prefer advising them, because since it's been a while since we've been in this line of work.
I personally like the turquoise blue, but I like your caring about this project more than I like the turquoise blue. Turquoise blue.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, and. By the way, I'm talking to some marketing company with the thought of basically marketing both books together once they're out. Now, the feedback I get, a lot of people have received it but haven't quite read the whole thing. Some people have, read one or two stories. So it's like, there's sort of like an ideal time where it could be released. And so we'll inch towards that, but we will definitely coordinate the release date, the publication date, with the marketing people and some other feedback that I have.
I have a question.
Is that going to come to you?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You are getting a different company to market for you, correct?
I'm going to sign different companies. To tell you the truth, it's not an easy thing. My hesitation about social media is I'm personally, I believe it, I am wrong and everybody else is right. But I don't know if that's the right thing. Plus, I don't understand the effort that's going to go into me being on Twitter and on Facebook and on, whatever.
Yes, I do understand. I do understand.
I don't know whether Twitch or something like that.
That's
and,
a good question.
So, and I don't know if that's the thing. Previously, I paid a lot of money to have... certain publications print a press release and an article about the book. I don't know how effective they've been. It's kind of, I don't have a quantitative result of how much was it worth the money that I spent or not. And I'm talking to other people who have who have connections with podcasts and with radio stations and interviews and this and that. And possibly that would be, probably more viable direction to go for a book rather than social media, which is more passing visual. So that's my thought. I'm not yet
I do understand that. But
okay.
At this time, personally, I would suggest that at least from, I would say, yes, podcasts are very, it's a good way to advertise your book, but there's a limitation to the crowd that you attract when it comes to podcasts. It usually, is within a specific locality, right? Like if you go for a podcast, the podcast is usually for someone, some local area, right?
I know nothing about it. There's some kind of literary review podcast, apparently, that most people who are interested in books would probably be listening to that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do understand. I do understand that. The difference between that kind of marketing and social marketing is that social marketing attracts, it forms an attraction on a global scale. And not only that, if you want to like attract a specific area of people as well, social marketing can also do that. And since the current era runs a lot, so many people are using social media these days, it brings a lot more attention compared to a podcast. Sure, podcast attracts specific readers. It reaches out to, you know, people who like books, who generally like reading books. But what about people outside that? You won't be able to touch, because podcasts, yeah, sure, you'll have a crowd of, let's say, 1,000 or 5,000 people. But that's it.
So you'd be advocating the media for me?
I'm actually, because that's the question I was getting towards. That's why I asked you. You're actually contacting a different marketing company at this time to advertise your books, right?
Again, you know, I'm sort of investigating options. The one option I tried through you was placing these articles in different publications. And they did, and I don't know. I don't have a quantitative result of that. Let me tell you, I am being kind of, you know, subjective about this social media.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Instagram account. I have nothing else. And for the last 6 years, I have 263 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what makes me think that, you know, if I open a Facebook account and a Twitter account, I'll have millions?
It's not about the millions. The point is social media campaigns take a while. They don't just, you know, there's not a click and that's, you know, boom. It doesn't work like that. It's the amount of, let's say it's the amount of time that it takes. Like some people go for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. It depends on that. Okay? And we won't be making, basically, when it comes to social media, we won't be advertising you. What we'll be advertising would be your book specifically. Okay? If your book doesn't have an account at this time, we'll make an account for you. Okay? We'll advertise, we'll make specialized posts that relate to the content in your book. Now, the difference between normal social media marketing and the one that's paid, the difference is that if you are paying for social media marketing, we actually contact the, you know, social media platforms, and you see advertisements on your general social media, right? Have you seen them up till now?
What, I'm sorry?
Do you see you see advertisements on your general social media, like
all the time,
Facebook, right?
Yeah.
That is social media advertising. Okay, that's part of social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to have
like a million followers?
No, you don't have to have a million followers. It will actually go to different people. Not only that, there are so many other ways, like the old traditional way of email blasts and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, again, in the spirit of being open-minded, I am biased against social media. I think it's the most horrible, evil thing that happened to humanity. But,
It is,
after all, you know, a cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah.
I have already spent over $15,000 on the first book.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into the trap of spending another $15,000 hoping that it will sell and then end up not selling as much. And, you know, like, you know, okay, I'm going to call myself a novelist and I got two books out, but, you know, I'm $30,000 in the hole.
I see. I do understand that. I do understand.
Sheldon, I really appreciate your, what I feel is a genuine caring for this project. Can I ask you to personally think about it and come up with a, not your template format, but come up with a more thought out way to publish this book? After all, it is a niche audience. I appreciate that. I know that. However, I have a lot of, you know, young, you know, kind of, you know, whatever, kind of millennial friends who bought it, unbeknownst to me, who bought it and are reading it and enjoying it and telling me about it. So
okay.
It is not exclusively Persians in exile who buy this book. So
okay.
If I could count on you to think kind of as custom made.
How about this?
Marketing.
How about this? I'll sit down with the marketing team.
You.
Okay. Hear me out. Okay, I'll sit down with their marketing team.
Oh,
I'll have a meeting with them. Okay?
Okay.
I'll formulate
okay.
A strategy for you. Okay, I'll formulate a strategy for you.
I really appreciate it. It's an odd book. If this is a self-help book about, you know, how I got through my freezies, I would need marketing. Everybody would buy it for the airport newsstand.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different. This is, you know, you have to kind of, you know, convince people that it is not about, you know, kind of immigrant families. It's not about Persians. It's not a storybook. It's not a history book.
Yeah.
So it's complicated.
Yes, I do understand that. I do understand. Okay. So, as I said, I'll take my time with this one. Okay. Give me, let's say, a week. Okay. Give me a week.
Okay.
I'll sit down with the marketing team. I'll take into consideration the input that you've given me right now, and I'll formulate a strategy for you, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it. Something not from the template, something custom-made for this particular subject.
We'll take our time with this. That's what I'm saying. I'll take my
Thank
time.
Thank you so much.
I'm not going to give you an answer tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to give you the answer probably
No,
next
there's no rush.
Yeah, because I want to take my time with this and give
like
you
Like I said, now, you know, next week is the Persian New Year. At some point, I thought, that would be good time to release it. It's like, you know, on occasion of the Persian New Year. But my son started talking to Adam. He said, don't rush it. Do it right.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And by the way, when will your son be available at some time? Because
I'm sorry?
I also feel like I need to talk to your son about this as well, because he might have some insight.
I appreciate it, yes.
Yeah, when would he
yeah.
be good?
He and I don't always agree, but I completely trust him at the end. And you know, I hate to admit it, but he's usually right.
Well, it does happen. We can't always be right.
What?
We can't always be right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got to confess, Sheldon. I am considered Mr. Opinion.
Can
but
you, that,
you have to also admit that I listen and I do concede
mm-hmm.
when I feel the right reason for it.
Mm-hmm. True, that is true.
Okay. But thank you so much for calling.
No problem. So,
okay.
I'll get back to you.
Next few weeks, a lot of things will be more clear and... we could probably look at what do you think reasonably? Release date, what? Mid-April?
Yeah, mid-April.
End of April?
Mid-April.
I read somewhere that Christmas is the highest selling month for books in America, and then the second highest is Labor Day, what is it called? The Memorial Day weekend?
Labor Day, yeah.
The Labor Day weekend. So, this. At the latest, the very, very latest, should for the Labor Day weekend, but somewhere between now, between next week and 2 months.
Okay. Well, let me talk to my marketing. Right? These guys are the ones
Thank
with
you.
Strategies, and they, you know, would have a better idea on what date.
Yeah.
Would be more. You
yeah,
know.
It is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a challenge, and now I know this. A friend of mine owns a Persian. Speaking newspaper
mm-hmm.
in London, and there's another documentary filmmaker or whatever company in London that I'm trying to reach to, you know, to get their you know, support, and you know, maybe find an article in the paper, or maybe have an interview in the TV show that this other company has. So basically, putting all the plugs, but I am not an expert in this. You are.
True.
Okay.
Let me check. Let me actually check something. Give me. Stand call. Let me check something. Okay.
So I'll talk to you later then.
Give me just a second. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to talk to you a lot of things about the book and the publishing dates relative to the book. Okay, I'll talk to my team and I'll give you some concrete resolution on what you can do about it, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions you have at this time, Bob?
No, I really appreciate your calling. I really, really do care that you reached out and now you discuss the details, and it means a lot to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. By the way, one important thing, just whenever Arsalan is free, okay?
Uh-huh.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Whenever Arsalan is free, tell him to, you know, reach out to us. Just call the number that you have, ask for me.
Okay.
They'll you know, forward the call. So,
yeah, he's worked at CAA for a while, and now he's in a production company in L.A. So his language is, we'll schedule a call.
Okay.
Schedule a call with you.
Yeah, perfect. I'll also drop you a text from my personal number as well. Okay? And so
okay,
we can keep communicating.
Is this your number?
No, this is the office line. Okay, I usually prefer to call using this, but in terms of, you know, contact, in terms of
if you
have any problems, you can reach
number,
out to me.
I'd be happy to do that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll drop
you
a text on my number, okay?
Please.
Well, and I'll reach out to you probably next week with the resolution for
okay,
your monitoring.
Terrific.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, no problem. Bye. Anytime. Okay, Mom, it's been a good talk.
Bye.
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay.
Take care.